Hello and welcome back to the final episode of the Cinematic Trinity for 2023. I'm Michael.
I'm Tulip.
And I'm Kieran.
And today we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to be doing we've done a quiz before, but this is a Christmas-themed quiz because, you know, we're getting up to Christmas, so why not let Tulip test mine and Kieran's knowledge of some Christmas movies?
Yeah, so this is specifically a Christmas movie quiz. So it is a quiz about Christmas movies, and I've tried to pick ones that you've seen, so it's not going to be like all of them. And you know, I don't really know what your knowledge is, like, genuinely.
I think you should have chosen some films we haven't watched.
Well, there's Love Actually on here, and I don't think either of you have properly seen that,
right, okay.
But there's a couple of questions that you might get. So the way this is going to work is I'm going to ask a question, and then Kieran and Michael have both got a buzzer, and then they will buzz in and answer their question. So, Michael, what's your buzzer?
I've lost it, Kieran.
Kieran, what's your buzzer?
I'm subbing in because I'm prepared.
Well done, Kieran. So if you hear that, that's Kieran's. And Michael?
Where's it got? Oh, yeah, sorry.
Why have you not got the big button like Kieran?
Just click on its name.
Ah.
There you go.
There we go.
Look at that.
So Michael's buzzer is? Excellent. I don't know how many questions this is. Because I've not counted. So we're just going to see how we go. See how long we go for. It's 10-2 now. So let's get to 10 past.
Why are people in the podcast going to care?
you have to watch this specifically. It doesn't matter what 10 past it is. It has to be 10 past an hour.
Right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Okay, so the first set of questions is on the movie Home Alone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I've not really seen Home Alone properly, but hopefully you guys will get the answers to these questions. Otherwise, it's going to be a very boring quiz. Question one. Where was the McAllister family planning to spend Christmas? Kieran?
Paris.
Correct. Well done. Question two. What was the name of the travelling poker band Kevin's mum, Kate, travels with on her way home to Kevin? I can see the look in Michael's eyes. He doesn't know, but Kieran's thinking.
I'm not a big Home Alone fan.
Yeah,
so
I know you're not. Yeah.
I don't know. It's been so long. I was almost going to watch it the other night, but I didn't. So that's...
Oh, was it a rookie mistake, Kieran?
A poker team.
No, it's like a...
What is it?
A poker band.
A poker band.
No,
something. Shall I give you a clue?
Yeah, go on.
K. Begins with a K.
The Killers.
No.
Oh, God, what? No. I can't think of it. No. I know they drive back in a Humvee, and I know he's a very jolly man, but
right.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. It's the Kenosha Kickers.
Oh.
Would you have ever got that?
No.
Off to a great start.
Question three. What is the nickname of the pair of burglars who try to break into the McAllister home, Michael?
The Wet Bandits.
Correct. That is right. Are we going to allow questioning? I mean, buzzing in before the question is over?
I guess we are.
Well, we're getting real competitive.
Yeah.
I'll step my game up.
Okay, question four. How many siblings does Kevin have? Kieran was first there.
Actual siblings, I'm going to say three.
Oh,
incorrect.
God, are they not all his siblings? Oh, no. Six.
It's four.
Ah.
Okay.
What are they then? Are they like cousins stuff? Oh,
it's his
right.
Uncle and auntie.
I just assumed it was... Okay, that makes sense. Right.
That's because
shows how little attention I paid to the movie. Okay.
Yeah, come on, Michael.
Okay. And then... Okay, so question whatever. Which actor played Harry Lime, one of the two burglars?
Oh, no. Oh, wait.
Clue, this is the only name I know.
Michael's buzzer's having
technical difficulties.
Dun, 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 dun. Joe Pesci?
Yes, that's right. Yes. There we go. We'll just have to edit it round so that sounds before. Okay, and final question about Home Alone. Who does the old man Marley reunite with at the end of the film?
His daughter.
It's his son.
What? No!
I think gave Kieran half a point there.
Half a point.
For the familial relation.
Yeah, he should have said, if you'd have said child, and maybe would have like given you a full point, but it was his son. Okay. Now there's some questions about Elf. Okay. Which I know Kieran likes, but I don't think
I have not watched in years, so we'll go from here.
You both know the answer to this question.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, the question is, it's whoever gets there quicker. Who plays Buddy?
I was right.
Yeah, he's Will Ferrell. I'm going to give it to Kieran because he did sort of preempt the question there. Which city...
New York City.
Yes. Come on, Michael. How did Buddy get to the North Pole?
Oh, crap. Didn't he climb in Santa's sack or something?
Yeah, he crawled in Santa's bag of presents. Well done, Michael.
Woo!
What is the name of Buddy's half-brother?
Michael,
yes it is. Yes. Exciting stuff, guys. What song do people sing to raise Christmas spirit?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's right, yes. Kieran's on five already.
This is almost like it's my favourite film.
I feel like you know more about this than any other film that I've maybe spoken to you about. What are the four main food groups for elves?
Candy canes, candy corns. Syrup. Sugar.
That's one is candy.
Candy.
I will give you another half a point for that because you were very close. So that is technically another one whole point that you've got from those two half points. But that was close. That was very close.
Well done.
Which department store does Buddy get a job at? Michael, are you going to take a guess?
I don't know, like American... Harrods? Is Harrods an American store or is that...
Similar to that, but it's not.
Right,
that,
first of all, Harrods is not an American store. Harrods is a quintessentially, or whatever that word is, British.
Right.
British store. It's not... I don't think it's the real... I think it might be made up.
I think it is.
Toys R Us.
No. Begins with a G, Kieran.
Gimbals?
Yeah, it is Gimbals. Jesus. I'm not giving you a point for that, but it is Gimbals. You might be able to guess this one, even if you don't know it. What building does Buddy's father work in?
Empire State.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Well done, well done. Right, you'd be pleased to hear these questions are about the holiday.
Okay,
here we go.
Michael watched this film recently.
Ground. Oh no, not Neutral Ground.
Yeah. Which city does Amanda live in?
LA?
Yes, that is right. Yes, well done, Kieran. Come on, Michael. You've got to be a bit quicker with your buzzer.
I was just going to say America.
America is my
generic
city.
Generic American city.
You're not going to know this one, but you can hazard a guess. Which paper does Iris write for in London?
Is it a real paper?
Oh, it's a real paper. Oh,
why,
God.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Did you have a made-up paper?
No, I didn't.
British eye.
No, I was going to say, like, a real paper is a joke. But
it's actually,
it actually is a real paper.
Yeah. Let's just forget your pressure buzzer then.
Is it like...
Think of a posh paper.
Is it The Guardian?
No. Kieran?
The Daily Mail.
It's the Daily Telegraph. Daily Telegraph. Mm-hmm. How many kids does Graham have?
Two.
Yes, that is correct.
I realise my buzzer could probably do with being a bit quicker.
Do you want a bonus point of telling me what their names are?
No.
Okay, fine.
Jude and Law?
Shut up. It's Sophie and Olivia. What does Miles
mm-hmm.
do for a living?
Film composer, like music composer?
Yes, he is, Michael. Come on, you're getting back in the game here. What's the name, you'll know this, what's the name of Iris's ex-boyfriend?
I actually don't know this.
Oh, come on, guys.
What does it begin with?
Kieran's still thinking. I'm going to give Kieran a minute to think. Think about when Kate Winslet is doing that speech. And she's like, when he comes to visit her and she goes and says the name.
Oh, I'm trying to remember because she texts him in the movie and I can't remember what his name is.
Gareth.
No. Michael? Okay.
I've got a G in my head. I was just saying Gideon. It's not... Hang on, Arthur? James?
No, right. Get on your buzzers. I'm going to tell you what letter it begins with, and the first one to click in and give me the right name wins. J. Kieran was first.
Don't actually know.
Okay, Michael.
Jamie.
James.
Jasper.
Okay.
It's Jasper. Come on, guys.
Stop what you came like.
This is another name-related one. What's the name... You're not going to know this. What's the name of the actress Miles is dating in the movie?
If that's an in-world thing, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not like an actual actress. I don't know. Oh, God. Give us a note. What does it begin with?
M.
Okay. Oh, I can picture Jack Black being like, oh, don't worry about the whole situation. That's over now. Is it like Molly?
You're really close, actually.
Millie?
You're getting close.
Molly, Millie.
Melly. Molly.
It begins with M and ends in E. So it's
Marie.
Melanie.
It's Maggie. Oh.
Right.
Maggie. Okay, this is an easy one. And then this is the final one of the holiday ones. Why did Amanda break up with her boyfriend?
Well, it's like she's not emotionally, like, mature and they haven't had sex. Is that one?
No, it's not.
Wait, what? That's one of the issues though, right?
No, it's not.
Wait, why am I... Oh!
Did he cheat on her?
Yes, he did.
Damn it!
Kieran! Was... Yes, well done. Well done, guys.
There you go. Look at you. Breaking down the inner workings.
Yeah. I mean, that's very good because that is what happens in the film and that's what they talk about. But the reason why they're talking about that...
I can imagine that being a quiz answer.
Yeah. That's very... Like...
It's a very long quiz answer, that is, Michael. I don't think that's a buzzer quiz.
If I was given like a film retrospective on the holiday, that's like the type of answer I would give.
Yeah. Right, moving into Love Actually now, which I'll try and like pick out the easiest ones, but hopefully they're like so iconic, you know, like you'll just like have some memories like somewhere, even from the trailer or something. You both know the answer to this one, surely. Who plays Prime Minister?
I don't know. Hugh Grant?
Yes, it is Hugh Grant. Yes, Kieran. Well done. Okay. Come on. What instrument does Sam learn to impress his crush? Just think about what happens in that film and what you might see.
I've only watched it once.
I swear to God, if there's clips of it you've seen.
Violin.
No. A much louder instrument.
Oh, like a much louder instrument. A guitar?
No, it's the drums.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Polar Express.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Now, just so you know, Hero Boy is the name of the kid, you know, like the main kid in it.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Are you aware?
I wasn't aware, so okay. There we go. Hero Boy.
Boy.
You'll know this. What present did Hero Boy receive from Santa?
Michael pressed it before mine.
I feel like yours is maybe on a bit of a delay, isn't it?
Yeah. A bell.
A bell. What colour was the bell?
What colour?
It says here a colour.
It's like a red... It's a silver bell.
A Yes, it is a silver bell. Yes,
on
well
a,
done.
On a red, whatever you call it.
You might not know this one. What time does the train arrive at Hero Boy's house?
Quarter to midnight?
No, it's 11:55. Oh. I was trying to wait for Kieran to answer, but...
11:55.
What sort of drink is given to the children during their trip?
Hot chocolate.
Correct, Michael. Well done. Kieran, you'll know this. Michael, you'll know this.
Good.
Who plays...
Tom Hanks?
Yes.
What was the actual, was it?
Who plays Santa? All right, well done, Kieran, for preempting the question.
I didn't even mean to press it, that was...
Michael, you might know this one. Kieran, you might not. When it comes to hot chocolate, there's only one rule. What is it?
Oh, crap. No.
Come on, you know it. Sing the song.
I don't know the song out loud.
Yes, you do.
No, you were
just singing it then.
Yeah, just the hot chocolate. That's all I know.
That's part of the song. And come on.
Is it just drink it while it's hot? Or don't let it get cold?
You're right.
Same thing.
You're right, but it's never ever let it cool. That's the words in the song.
Yeah, I'm right there.
I'm going to give you that. Yeah, not letting it get cold doesn't have quite the same ring to it, but oh well. I don't really know the...
Go on, test it.
What did Hero Boy say he wanted to do his whole life? You're not going to get this. This is a really stupid one.
Well, yeah, was it... what he wanted to do? Okay. Is it like be a kid the whole of his life?
Kieran.
He wants to be an architect.
Is it believe or some crap like that?
No, it's blow the train's whistle.
Okay.
He must just say that line when he's up there. Which character said in the line, "There's no greater gift than friendship"? Come on, guess.
Santa.
Yes, that's right. Good guess. Good guessing.
I'm surprised a question hasn't popped up about that. The kid with the glasses. You know, I was like, do you know what kind of train this is? Hey, you.
Which animal blocks the Polar Express?
Reindeer.
No.
What do you mean blocks the Polar Express? Is it not reindeer?
No. Kieran. Another animal that looks like a reindeer but that isn't a reindeer.
Moose.
Caribou.
Oh.
You'll know this, Michael. Which famous singer made an appearance in the Polar Express singing Rocking on Top of the World?
Frank Sinatra?
No.
Just to be the complete opposite end of the spectrum, Justin Bieber.
No. No, I can confirm it's not Justin Bieber.
Dean Martin?
You're going to kick yourself. Steve Tyler?
I don't know who that is.
Oh my God, yes you do. Yes you do, okay. Yes you do. You know the guy who's the elf and he's singing?
Right.
He can't believe that.
I thought you meant like when it's the radio when they're like in the factory.
No.
Yeah.
Sinatra singing that?
I don't know.
I feel like I know what you mean because there's singing going on. There's music playing in the background.
It's the bit where it slows down. It's like, yeah, but yeah. Goes really stupidly.
Oh, do you know what just makes me really want to watch the film?
We're watching it on the weekend. Watching it on Christmas Eve.
You've got 6 days to go. Yeah.
We're nearly at the end now, guys. Yeah. This is about trading places, okay?
Nice.
I've gone with, like, the easiest questions, okay? So I feel like you both actually may know the answers to these. I'll go with the hardest ones first. Which novel is the movie Trading Places based on?
Prince and the Pauper?
Yeah. Well done, Michael. In what historical city does most of the movie take place? So what's like the main city they're in? Kieran?
I don't know. Atlanta?
No.
New York?
No, it's Philadelphia.
Oh. Oh, God, it's literally all over the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
You'll both know the answer to this, and if you don't, I'll be very disappointed in both of you. Sorry, I'm trying to like word the question in a nice way because it's such a long-winded question. How much was the bet for?
How's Kieran?
Kieran.
The question was first, so... $1.
Yes, it was $1. Well done, Kieran. And again, this is the final question of the quiz now, guys. Come on. What company did Louis, as in Dan Aykroyd, what's the company that he works for called?
Is this like a the general industry he's in, or what the actual... The
actual company name of the two guys, their company that Louis works for.
Don't get like half a point if I guess who's... Fuchs and Fuchs, is it, or something? Or...
That is so close. Stop.
I don't know.
Would you like to rebuttal? No?
I don't know.
Fuchs and Fuchs. It's Duke and Duke.
Oh, no. I thought they were called the Fuchs. Oh.
No, it's the Dukes. The Dukes. But that was so funny that you were so close. That's absolutely hilarious. Right, well, scores on the board. Kieran... In fact, Michael has 20 and Kieran has 22. Do you have a clap button on your soundboard? You could put in some fake clapping. Well done, Kieran. Your prize is absolutely nothing.
That makes us one for one, actually, because I won the alien quiz back along, so Kieran's won the Christmas quiz.
Did you? I don't remember that. Yeah. Well, I guess that only one thing for it, the rule of three. We'll have to come back in the new year.
Yeah.
And
settle it once for all.
Settle it once and for all with a proper movie quiz about the entirety of film.
Every single film ever released. We need to name
I tried to find one that was specifically about like films from 2023, like, you know, with like facts from like, but I couldn't find one. And I was like, I don't have time to put one together myself, but of like films that we've seen. So maybe I can do that for our
Our first episode in 2024 will be our wrap up of 2023. So what the best films, TV, games were, what the worst films, TV, games were, you know, give our thoughts, recap the year, you know,
have a good old chit chat about
It's been a good year for media, I think. 2023, lots of good films we've watched, lots of good games which I've played. Kieran hasn't really.
I've played one or two.
Yeah.
A lot to talk about, I think. But thank you very much for, you know, being with us throughout 2023.
I can't believe that we've been doing this all year. We've been doing this for a full year of this podcast and we've stuck to it. There's only been a couple of weeks that we've missed and we've stuck to it. And I'm really proud of all of us. So well done, guys.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done, everyone.
Yeah.
And a massive thank you to the people listening to this podcast. You know, it's because of your support that we, Tulips Mum and Dad, that we keep doing this. But it's very nice just to, you know, give our thoughts on all these things, just have a good chat between us, and obviously just manage to share it with all of you guys. So once again, thank you very much for that. In the meantime, we'll see you in the new year.
Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, exactly. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone listening to this podcast. I think
that's it.
Yeah,
you've been Michael.
I have been Michael,
and I've been Tulip,
and I've been Kieran. Merry Christmas, everyone.